first of all, I suppose really there are one or two headline grabbers there. Jermaine Johnson and Reader Johnson, you've decided not to pursue their futures at Sheffield Wednesday. Why is that?
I just feel as though I just need to take the club in a different direction. Again, I've not finalised anything with the chairman regarding the players I've identified to bring in. I just feel as though, unfortunately, it happens at most clubs. You have to change things, and tough decisions have to be made. Their contracts have expired, and just decide not to offer them renew contracts regarding, like I say, going down a different route.
In what way? Because they're quite enigmatic players, I suppose, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very enigmatic players. They've done very, very well for the football club. I just feel that I just want to bring... I build my own team. I just want to build my own team and want to bring personnel in that I know that are going to benefit the football club. But like I say, it's a tough decision, tough calls. But it's not just for them too. It's with the others as well.
Chris Kirkland, Jose Semedo, Glenn Leuvens and Oguchi and Yewu will hopefully be signing for Sheffield Wednesday. Certainly Kirkland should be an easy one. He's already said he wants to stay.
we want to stay. He wants to stay, but I would imagine in the day it's going to be down through his contract with the agent and discussing the monies. These things always seem very, very simple. But again, I would imagine Chris has got other options out there, so they'll probably just want to weigh all their options up first and see what goes off. But as soon as we can get them re-signed, the better, and we can get organised and get planned.
Of the two that you might have to wait a little longer for, are they perhaps Leuvens and Onyewu?
Possibly, but you never know how it works. I think we've given them an opportunity. Unfortunately, what happens is that when you end up signing players that are either been on loan or been at other clubs, we've ended up putting them in the shop window. So it works both ways. They're delighted the way they've performed. We're delighted the way they've performed. Well, obviously, the agent will probably think they've got a different market value regarding going on and signing elsewhere. We hope to sign. We want them to sign, and that's how much we value them because we've been offered new contracts.
All the loan players have gone back to their parent clubs. Hutchinson's obviously played quite a bit. Best has. Martinez, when he played, did pretty well. Is that the relationship done with them, or do you consider them potential options for next year as well?
Well, again, like I said, is that they weren't getting regular first-team football at their parent clubs. And unfortunately, what happens, we end up having to bring them in and play them straight away where they're not match fit. I personally think that we saw the best of Leon in the end, and obviously we knew what Emmy could do. And same with Sam. Sam's been a bit stop-start because he's had his couple of suspensions. But no, what we're not saying is that I really appreciate what they did for the football club. One thing I do know is they made us better team, and hopefully that something might happen in the future as well.
It's good to know that those options are there then, potentially, particularly with perhaps the likes of Best, who did make an impact.
Well, I think Leon got 5 goals, I think it was in the end, at Forres. What you want to do is you want your forwards to hit the ground running. Like I say, he wasn't match fit. Took probably played 3 or 4 games to get him that sharpness back. One thing I do know is a fit Leon Best would cause any defenders problems. That's why you look at his CV. That's why he's played at some top clubs as well.
So you're still finalising your wanted list. Do you know your budget then, and what parameters you've got to work with?
I've got my targets I want to bring in. One thing you do know is that I'd love things to be put in place pretty soon, pretty quickly. But that I've been in the game long enough to know that that's not going to happen because the agents and the players maybe think the grass is greener on the other side. So one thing I do know is that we'll be working hard during the summer to strengthen the team, because we need to strengthen the team. As we found at the end, we probably just didn't have that quality and depth, or couldn't cope with the amount of injuries that we sustained to get a team that was going to be very, very competitive.
Do you have key priorities? You know, if you're having to move the pieces around the chessboard, as it were, and had to pick one over the other, what's the priority?
That 20-goal striker.
Yeah. Yeah. Like so
not
many.
I think Jose Mourinho said that they want to look at striker front now. Well, he's got several at his club that I wouldn't mind coming to us.
I was going to say, can't you tap him up then?
Well, it'd be nice to, yeah. No, but like I said, we're all looking for them, that striker to get 20 goals, and if it means maybe having to use a bit more of the monies available for wages to get that striker, we might have to do that. We might have to look down that route.
You obviously know the territory at this time of the year. Speculation has already started. You won't be surprised to learn. Actually, this isn't to do with a 20-goal striker, but I read in the national press that Sheffield Wednesday are monitoring, linked with, phrase it how you like, Gavin Gunning, the defender, formerly of Blackburn Rovers. Is he on your radar?
There's going to be names that's thrown about, and again, I would imagine it's the agents talking to just to create a bit more interest. So I'm not going to comment on speculation. Hopefully, we can get our business done and then get the I's dotted, T's crossed, and we can make an announcement.
How close are you? I mean, it's all about outs today, really, and retained lists, but how soon would you be able to, do you think, confident of getting a deal done? I know it all boils down to the end of June when contracts change and all that kind of thing, but actually getting somebody signed up?
Well, like I say, I'd love to be announcing tomorrow that we've got 5-6 players coming in and be in for 1st of July. I want to get them in as soon as possible because get them into our pre-season setup, get to know the lads as quickly as possible. But it just won't happen like that unless there was money to spend on a transfer and bring players in that way. But not at the moment. We've got a list that we've contacted the agents and just said, look, keep us informed. So discussions are going on. But personally, yeah, would I like my team, my squad, of whatever, maybe say 21, 22 players in place before the 1st of July, I'd be delighted. But like I say, I've been in the game long enough to know it doesn't work like that.
Are you expecting it to be free transfers? And I know the market's changed dramatically over the years, and the fact that, do you think actually that there won't be money to spend on transfer fees this summer?
I haven't had that conversation with the chairman on that one, but there's going to be a lot of Bosnians out there. There'll be a lot of free transfers out there. There's going to be a lot of quality players out there that are going to be available, as it's shown, and whether it be season loans as well. So we're looking down a few avenues.